You know, thank you, Lord. Turn to Hebrews. I apologize for they came to get my scriptures, and I don't apologize for not having them because I didn't have them. Thank you, Lord. Do you love the Lord today? Do you love the Lord today? I said, do you really love him? Then Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I'm going to say some things now in Ikala Shekabatu, Rakulodasi Sabonde. The way of correction, but it's a love correction. Do you understand? I don't want to hurt anybody. I want you to understand that. They say I have a sharp tongue. It was prophesied over at Brother Randy's church. So you have a sharp tongue, but it's a good thing. I don't always intend for it to come out like it comes out, but God, let me back up. When Jimmy was in Vietnam, Ali Kusha Kata, and I could cry and repent every day, except the Lord, once he forgives, you don't have to keep repenting for the same thing. Every day, I don't believe I miss a day. Lord, let him come back well, in sound, in body, in soul. I didn't know about the spirit. And physical in every way. Let his mind be all right. Let him be okay. And I'll do anything you say. And how I failed God in that so many times. So when you find me bold, I don't just say stuff off the top of my head. I believe I'm led by the Spirit of God. I know there were a few, a tad bit on the end of my fingernail, not very long, got offended when we said, so into the pastor's appreciation. How can she do that? Because God said it. He knows we are good ground. He knows you need a harvest, and we have agreed. We prayed over your offering. We prayed over your envelope. We expect it to come. It should already be coming. It should already be coming. Maybe I've got the wrong scripture. But anyway, you know what it is, and somebody look it up for me and find out where it is because I didn't write it down. Thought I had it in my head. But it's the one said that root of bitterness. That's the one I'm looking for. Getting rid of the root of bitterness. Somebody look that up for me. Listen. In your heart, deep down in your heart, say in my heart, there can be no root of bitterness. None. There can only be love. Now, just like Jesus said, Corey, you hurt me when you didn't do what I asked you to do when I asked you to do it. I'm going to give you one example right now. Back in, it's been 2 months ago at least, he said, write a letter to the members of the church and get it to them right away. Have you gotten a letter from me? All the letters been written. Excuses, excuses. I can't get my printer to print. I can't get the right words. I don't know. So I was crying about that this morning too. So whatever it is that he said, when you don't obey me, it hurts my heart. He said, but I'm a forgiving God. And Jesus said, I don't care. I will never stop offering intercession for you when you don't obey me, when you don't act like I want you to act, when your children don't act like you think they should. I remember, I won't call her name, and so it won't be a game, but I remember one time this young person was acting up out in a public place, and I knew the child's parent, and I'm saying, I know better than this. I know this child was raised better than this. And I told the child so myself. I know you were raised better than this. Anybody find it yet? 12 and 15. Hebrews 12 and 15. I was. Oh, okay. I don't know. I must have been in 10. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. Now, if you got a root of bitterness in your heart, it's going to rub off on me. If you can be bitter toward somebody you employed with, but if I'm around you, it's going to rub off on me. I'm going to sense that. So whatever that radiates from you, let it be love. Let it be joy. Let it be peace. The Lord says, I want to talk to you. There are things I have to tell you. And there are things that you have to do and get done. He's calling for faithfulness. He's calling for diligence. No in and out. Be totally committed to whatever he's called you to do. And I may not know what he's called you to do, but you know. If you don't know, seek his face and find out. And he said, I'm God. I'm still God. I will always love you. He said, how about making me happy? Some of you for a change. And those of you who have been making me happy, how about making me happier? Hallelujah. So I'll have my angels dancing on your behalf, and I'll have them shooting out of the throne, going out for you. Ooh, what a sight. What a sight. What a sight. Come and pray in the spirit of minute. Kalosha, kalabonde. Rakadododoka, saka teridia, takor, o bo, o she. Get it yada da boca, saka, atoria da bocosta. Angone de yada kosaka teridia da co, o she. Rekatari de adaboco, o kokali di di adabaka. The Lord says, not only in the spirit realm do we have to shape up. He said, get physically fit. A lot of people are sick because they're lazy. Won't exercise, won't watch the diet. Won't pray about what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. He said, watch all of it. Watch your relationship. Reach out and help somebody. It feels so good when you reach out and help somebody. You know, I'm not pinning the flowers on me, but I, you know. So if you don't know yet, I don't even try to tell you. But I had somebody put some money in my hand last Sunday and that Wednesday before. And before I left home, that was put in Wednesday, I took it out of my purse. Because I know I got to give it away. I just know the Lord didn't say it, but I just knew it. And I put it in the drawer. And my spirit said, now you know. So I got it and put it in my purse. Got here, somebody put some money in my hand. One of them went straight to the offering, and the other one at the end of church. And I said, oh, you believe in God for something? They said, oh, well, that's all right. I said, the Lord said, you believe in God for something. Here. I felt good. We call it a double blessing for the other person. That person got blessed. I got blessed. Those people get blessed. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Amen. 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 Say this after me. So, Lord, I thank you for the word I've heard. I will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I know in my heart you're calling me to a higher place. You're calling me to a life of purity, honesty, holiness, joy, peace, prosperity. And he said, stop right there. He just said, stop right there and remind them. I'm reading a book. I found this in the bottom of Bishop's drawer. When I was cleaning out near the bottom. This book was written in 2001. It's a manual. We used to have a CPA for this church, and this man wrote that book. And I started reading it, and one thing he talked about, how people cut off their blessing by not tithing consistently, and that in order to have your blessing flow like they should, you can never not be a tither, because whenever you do, you cut off the blessing of God. And he will show you how to use the 90%. But if you're not a tither, the 100% won't do for you what the 90% will do.